Hi, it's February 6, 2022, and the topic is Joe Rogan's controversy on Spotify. So apparently he is now under fire again after the COVID misinformation gate. Now he's under fire for racial slurs that have been compiled, tweeted, put everywhere again for everyone to see. These are past comments, I should add, and it's making the rounds on social media. He also said something extremely inflammatory about him going to see Planet of the Apes. It's pretty bad, in my opinion. So what do we think about this? Should he be canceled? Should he be censored? Should he be sorry? Or should he just be left alone and say inflammatory things on his podcast? It is his podcast. He can say whatever the hell he wants. So what should be done about this sort of thing? What do you guys think?
So I'm not a fan of Joe Rogan. I don't listen to him. I don't know too much about him. I think maybe I've heard one of his shows. So I'm not really familiar with what his shtick is or what he has to sell.
I think his shtick is that he's the everyman.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. He's uncensored, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Casual talk. I'm speaking, like an everyday guy. I don't have any affiliation with any corporate master or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't really have any stick in this game. I really don't care either way about him. What I will say is that for what it's worth, I'm always going to be on the side of, and I don't know if this is even a conversation about that, but free speech to me is kind of paramount above all else, pretty much. And so if this is a question of whether he should be censored or taken off the airwaves, I'm always going to be an emphatic no on that. I mean, I know he has a business deal with Spotify. So I guess the question becomes, free speech has consequences for sure. And is it the position of Spotify? Is it their place to police that, yeah. I mean, it's what, $100
million? $100 million, I think.
That they paid him?
Yeah, which kind of makes him an agent of corporate masters.
Yeah, it does. And that's not how he started, right?
Exactly. He was, I think, on a, I don't know what platform it was, but it was a humble platform. And he just got tons and tons of listeners. I mean, he is no doubt extremely popular. People love him. People love his, casual approach to topics. He's not afraid to say what he says, apparently, as evidenced by the controversy. But I, in spite of all that, I agree with you. I think that freedom of speech is paramount. You're allowed, unfortunately, to be racist in this country. You're allowed to be not racist in this country. As you said, free speech doesn't come without consequences. Free speech doesn't protect you against the consequences of your speech. So if you say something that's extremely offensive, people are allowed to respond in whatever way, as long as it's not harmful physically or otherwise.
And these are past comments.
These are past comments.
I don't want to support him because I don't really know him or anything about him, but it feels a little bit like a hit job that they've kind of gone back scouring through his past comments, looking for things. They've been out there all this time. Why now?
It's on the point that people are allowed to respond to your, quote, free speech. This started with, as we know, with Neil Young. And I know that wasn't regarding the racist comments, but Neil Young was responding to the podcast as another American citizen, and other artists also responded on that boat and, took their work down. And at that point, people started looking back and investigating. Where do we separate free speech from hate speech? Are we allowed to...
Hate speech is free speech, unfortunately.
Okay, well,
but I was going to say what you said earlier. You're suggesting, tell me if I'm wrong, you're suggesting that Neil Young put the spotlight on Joe Rogan to scrutinize his podcast in general. It's not a hit job that people just suddenly started looking more closely.
But, I mean, this is a guy that has millions and millions of listeners.
They're generally listeners that agree with him.
I mean, obviously, I don't think any of us agree with what he said. But I am uncomfortable with this notion that we can be policing people's past. I mean, I'm uncomfortable with policing people's speech now. But if we're going to start going back through everything anyone has ever said and try and bring it to light now as some sort of way to silence him, it makes me really uncomfortable.
But he said it and recorded it
and apologized,
broadcast it on a podcast to the public for them to respond. These recordings stayed online. If he was so sorry, he may have taken them down on his own, but he didn't. He was forced to by people's response.
That's true. He published these podcasts in full knowledge of what he said in the past. And, you know, it's one thing to say a racial slur here and there. I mean, I'm sure that we may have said things that we're ashamed of in our pasts too. Like, nobody is perfect. But it wasn't just one time. It wasn't just three times. It was many times, too many times for me to think that this is some sort of accident. So he felt very comfortable, too comfortable saying the N-word. He felt too comfortable talking about that Planet of the Apes comment. It's pretty damning. Again, still in spite of this, put me in your column. I think he still has the right to say it. Unfortunately, in a free society, we have the right to hate and we have the right to love just the same.
I don't think it's unfortunate. I think it's like it's neutral. Or positive that we're allowed to say what we want in a
That's not what I meant by unfortunate. I meant his comments are unfortunate. Yeah, I think it's fortunate we live in that society. I should clarify.
Well, I think the goal is to get him off Spotify. I don't know what other goal could there be.
Is it just the left that doesn't like racists?
Who likes racists? Nobody likes racists. And I don't consider myself to be on the left, quote unquote.
Well, it does seem to be a particular problem with the left that wants to silence and shut up and take people off the air. I mean, like I said, this stuff has been up there for a long time. They don't like Joe Rogan. We all know that. And they have an axe to grind for whatever reason. And now they have these horrible recordings.
Yeah,
and
I don't know how.
The goal is to take him off Spotify and to make him an example. And what is that going to do? Are Joe Rogan supporters just all of a sudden going to stop listening to him?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
He's going to go and do his own thing where he's completely unaccountable to anyone and take his 100 million listeners or however many there are with him.
100%. I agree.
But where is he taking them? Spotify is a huge company. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of others, but...
He'll take them to joerogan.com or wherever.
Exactly. I mean,
but it won't be as easy. Yeah, clearly they didn't care. Spotify didn't care about his original recordings if they were aware of it to begin with. But again, Spotify as a company is now responding to their customers who are citizens who are responding to Joe Rogan's racist commentary or, you know, commentary about the pandemic or other, you know, commentary that certain people aren't very happy with, misinformation and so on.
So what are you advocating that he be?
I'm not saying that I'm not advocating not having free speech. I'm 100% for free speech. What I'm saying is he then, a person who says something has to deal with the reaction, and this is the reaction. As far as I understand, the people combing through this, these old recordings are citizens who are choosing to do this based on information they've gathered about Joe Rogan, based on information that came out of his own mouth. You know, it's just a reaction to what he said. And they have a right to do that as well, is what I'm saying. They have a right to compile all the things he said and then put it out there. And they have a right to pressure Spotify to do as Spotify wills. That, I don't think, is anti-free speech, is what I'm saying.
I mean, if people don't want to listen to Joe Rogan, they can not listen to Joe Rogan. If they listen to these past recordings and think, you know what, this guy is not who I thought he was, I'm disgusted by what he said. I don't even care about his apology. They're allowed to not listen to him. And maybe that will be the driving market here. But to deny people that chance to even listen to him, I think is antithetical to everything that we're supposed to believe in.